collecting promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Image and Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our Quick View feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
We welcome you into the Arvest Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Homes girls pick up their second consecutive victory and a move to 500 in both their overall record and their district record by defeating the Lady Lions of Searcy 39-27. Take a look at the final numbers. Our game stats are brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Well, leading the way for Mountain Home was Hannah Pfeiffer with 26 points. She had four threes in the first half. Did not hit any shots from behind the arc in the second half, but didn't need to. She was able to get to the free throw line in that second half and go a perfect 8 of 8. And to lead Mountain Home with 26 points. Six on the night for Emma Martin. Three for Peyton Husky and 2 points apiece for Anna Grace Foreman and Mally Tabor. Mountain Home was actually, as a team, they were 12 of 14 from the free throw line. So good night shooting from the charity stripe for the Lady Bombers. For Searcy, no one was in double figures. So leading the way was Taylor Branch with 9 points. She did all of her scoring in the first half, was kept quiet in the second half. Seven on the night for Latiana Floyd. Four for Sydney Hicks, three each for Emily Housley and Cammie Province. And then 1 point on the night for Jessica Rose. She had a pair of very late free throws in the contest and went 1 of 2. We'll take one more break and come back and put a wrap on this Arvest Bank postgame show in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Searcy 39-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our Quick View feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
We welcome you back into the Arvest Bank postgame show as, again, Mount Holmes girls defeat to Searcy tonight by a score of 39-27. And with that victory, Mount Holmes now improves to 10-10 on the season. They are 3-3 in the 6A-5A-2, and that is the second straight victory for Mountain Home. And you know, the Lady Bombers will be looking to continue that when they travel to Batesville on Friday. As for Searcy, their struggles continue. They now drop to 3-18 on the season. They are 0-6 in the 6A-5A-2. Again, 12-point victory for the Lady Bombers, 39-27. That's going to wrap up the Arvest Bank postgame show in the first part of our doubleheader. We will come back in about 3 minutes and get the second part of our doubleheader started in just a moment. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Searcy 39-27. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.